Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Dialing in from all over the globe, Hill, and I welcome you to another empowering episode of Living by Design. I am so glad that everyone joins me every week. You're such loyal listeners, and I want to just give a great big thank you to every single one of you who always support the show. And I also want to just make sure that you are aware that Living by Design will be coming to the WHMB network out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Yes, that is correct. We will be turning Living by Design Radio into Living by Design TV. And the television show will kick off on January the 12th, Sunday at 6 p.m. on the WHMB network out of Indianapolis. And it could also be seen all over the state of Indiana because WHMB is on DirecTV, it's also on Comcast, as well as Bright House and a few of the other dish networks and some of the other satellite companies. So check your locals to find out what your actual channel number is, because we're going to be coming to your television as a TV show, and we're very excited about that. So that kicks off January 12th. And just keep in touch with me and check out the website and my fan page on Facebook and follow me on Twitter, and you'll be able to get all the updates on that. Now, for today's show, just like every other show, we have a phenomenal guest, sensational individual who has written a tremendous book, and he was also the author of another New York Times bestselling book entitled 48 Days to the Work You Love. And the book we're going to be talking about today is called Finding Your Voice, Sort Through the Clutter and Discover. And I absolutely love that title because that's what we're all about here on the Living by Design show, is discovering what it is you were placed on this earth to do. And finding your voice, finding your passion, finding your purpose, that's what we're all about. And I absolutely love this book. I've read it several times. And I'm going to bring Mr. Joel Bodges on the air. And Joel, again, I'm so sorry if I'm mispronouncing your name. How are you doing today, Joel?
Oh, Kathy, I'm doing wonderful. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And congratulations, taking the show on to TV. Wow, that is a big, tremendous jump, and it requires a big leap of faith on your part. And I just congratulate you on being courageous enough to take that. It's going to be a great coming year for you.
Absolutely, and I am very excited as well, Joel. I'm just really thrilled that I am so blessed, and I have an opportunity to find my voice and live my purpose and my passion and share that with other people and help them to find their voice, which is exactly what you're doing with this amazing book that you've written here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we've been tremendously blessed by the book. You know, the book was released about a month ago, and within one day, Kathy, that book, that little book, Finding Your Voice, rocketed up to number 25 on Amazon in the self-help books, and it hit number 21 on Kindle. And it is just a phenomenal book. And what that tells me is that people are hungry to find their voice, to get in touch with who they really are, what excites them, and what they stand for. And if I can play just a small part in that puzzle with the Finding Your Voice book and with some of the work that we do, then I'm delighted to help people find that clarity.
Well, you play a tremendously large part in that puzzle because you're right, it is a puzzle. And life is all about putting those pieces together in the right way. And I say all the time here on the show that too many people live in the past. and their journey was so painful and so difficult, and those life lessons just they sting. They just really sting you, and you just stay stuck in that spot instead of understanding that your journey is there to help you along your path so that you can learn and gain character and courage from those experiences. So that's part of it. The journey is part of finding your voice and finding your purpose. You've got to go through pain before you can get to your passion.
You know, it really is. And you talk about people oftentimes in their journey have experienced a lot of times where they live by other people's plans, by other people's rules. And that's part of the journey and the finding your voice process, as well as getting to a point where you realize that it's time to start writing your own plans, to start rearranging your own beliefs, to start finding out what's going to support you in your dream.
That is right. That is so true. And in this book, it's just right on target with every single thing that is very important. And before we even talk about the book, I just want to make a comment about finding your voice and living your passion.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
I'm not surprised that your book is doing so very well, Joel, because statistics do show that approximately 85, and I think that number is higher actually,
mm-hmm.
statistics show that 85% of people are miserable in their jobs. They're not happy. They're overly stressed. And people really just want to feel better. And the only way to feel better is to do work that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're trying to understand this whole concept of finding your passion and purpose. So, yeah, there's no surprise there. Everybody wants to do something that they enjoy. And, well, stress is going to always be there, but to at least minimize the stress as much as possible because you love your work.
Absolutely. The best way to combat fear of the unknown, fear of the unexpected, fear of you don't know quite what's on the other side. The best way to combat that is to really get in touch with what it is that lights you up. And you will never be
right.
as sharp or as courageous as when you get in touch with what that is and start to move forward on it.
That's right. That's right. And everyone out there who's listening, we're going to do this first up front, and then we'll do it again at the end. Joel, please
sure.
go ahead and give your contact information. Whoever wants to buy the book, you've already said it's on Amazon. Where
mm-hmm.
else can they find it?
Yeah, easiest place to go, thanks for asking, is fyvbook.com, F as in finding, Y as in your, V as in voice, fyvbook.com. That's where, Kathy, you can read some of the reviews from other people that have already read the book. You can participate in the discussion. You can download many of our free resources and worksheets there. Plus, you can also link to Amazon from that page or your favorite online retailer to get a copy of the Finding Your Voice book. And what I've found out a lot of people are doing at this time of year is they're actually buying it as a gift for people that they know and love and care about, people in their own family that are in either a personal or in a professional transition. And I remember just the other day I was doing a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Austin, Texas, and a gentleman, his first name is Terry, came up to me, and I talked to him a little bit about the Finding Your Voice idea and about some of the tips, the tools, the strategies that I outline in the book. And he looked at me and said, you know, this would be a good book for my daughter. And, of course, I signed it and personalized for it. He'll give it as a gift, use it as a stocking stuffer. And then about, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes later, he walked by my book signing table again. He said, you know, Joel, I read the introduction, and you know what I think? I think that I need to get this book for my other daughter. And that just kind of reinforces the belief that I have that, you know, it's a great way to hand down some tools to other people in your family
right.
that are, you know, struggling with their own transition.
That is so true. And I totally agree with you as far as a holiday gift, because it you can never go wrong with giving the gift of empowerment. So I 100% agree with that. And
mm-hmm.
also, I wanted to ask you, is someone wanted to, like, walk into the bookstore, are there any bookstores that carry the book, or do they have to get it online?
Oh, yeah, you can go to Barnes & Noble, you can go to Books A Million. I've done, gosh, I'm kind of losing count, but I think I've been in 6 or 7 Barnes & Noble doing book signings already, a few Books a Million, and you can go in there just to your local store, and if they don't have it on the shelf already, then they can order it for you, or you can just order it online at one of those retailer sites or at Amazon. Either way is fine.
Awesome. Very, very good. And for those of you who are listening to us right now, this is actually Joel's second time being on my show because I was so impressed and so excited about this book when I read it, and I just wanted to have him back so that we could get a little bit deeper into the content of the book because it totally aligns with our beliefs and our values here on the Living by Design show. And I want to there are several chapters to the book, but I do want to talk about a couple of the chapters that just really stand out for me and for everyone who's getting ready to set goals, their New Year goals. I really want to talk about first chapter 2, which is do you know your own voice? And that is such a critical question, Joel, because we do hear a lot of chatter going on in our heads all the time. There's tons of thoughts and self-talk that go on all the time, and we don't realize, is it really our own? That the voice of someone else who is very influential in our lives, because that's what we do. We try to please other people, and, you know, we don't really know if it's our own voice, our own values, our own passions, our own purpose, our own gifts that we're focusing on, or if it's someone else who's trying to push us down a certain path or down a certain journey, a direction, because they think that would be best for our lives. So that's what Chapter 2 is about. So talk about that from your perspective. How can people get to the place where they recognize and begin to listen to their own voice? Because that's what's going to be one of the first steps in helping you to start living the life that you were placed on this earth to live.
You bet. Absolutely. What a wonderful an empowering question, and gosh, I love talking about this. You know, there are layers and layers of expectations that people level against us throughout our life, and for the most part, and of course there's exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, most people aren't trying to, there is no malice intended. People are just sharing the benefit of their experience, but oftentimes, as you pointed out, that can drown out the voice that is trying to come out of us. And let me back up here for just a minute. You know, when we talk about finding your voice, we're not talking about the voice that comes out of your mouth. We're talking about the voice that comes out of your heart. And when I first decided to write the Finding Your Voice book, I actually looked up the word voice in the dictionary. And one of the definitions that it gave a beautiful illustration of the message that I wanted to send, and that is that your voice is to give full expression. It is your full expression, and helping people really understand themselves fully expressed is, when people get that, it is like releasing magic dust in the air. And in the end, it is a spiritual choice, knowing what your own voice is and being able to distinguish from your own voice and that of other people. And the best way to do that is to get absolutely real with yourself. And the best way to do that is to start carving out a little bit of quiet time for yourself. It might be 5 minutes a day, it might be 10 minutes a day, it might be 15 minutes a day. We're all busy people, and we all have different schedules, and we all have different responsibilities. But the way to connect with yourself is to remove yourself from the busyness and the distractions of all the noise. Say no to the noise. Say yes to your life. The way to do that is to distance yourself from all the other distractions, at least momentarily, so you can hear what your heart, your soul, your voice is trying to tell you. Because in my, I could be wrong on this, but the way I see it, your voice is always talking to you. It's just up to us to listen to it. And the only way to listen, to really listen to anything, is to get away from the distractions and the noise.
That's right, and be silent. And there are so many people who do have a challenge with that, Joel, because
they've
always been taught, or by observation, or maybe society, or there's so many different influences, as we both know, that the only way to be anything, successful, worthy, or whatever, is to be validated by someone else, whether it's your boss, or, well, let's go all the way back to childhood, it's your parents. You know, you look for approval and validation from your parents, and then you look for approval and validation from your significant other and your spouse,
mm-hmm.
and then you become an adult from your teachers, and when you're in school and college, and then once you're out of college, from your boss and your coworkers. So there's so many different layers to that validation dynamic that we need to understand that those are just byproducts. They're not the meat and potatoes of life. That we forget that we need to go inside and love ourselves and be validated by, like you said, finding your voice and your purpose.
Well, when you find your voice, you've given approval to yourself, and that's where
right.
it starts, is investing in your own self-care enough to where you approve of yourself. And here's the thing, Kathy, and it's very counterintuitive, and it's hard for people to get their head around, but when you have approved of yourself, everybody benefits.
That is so true. And I'm going to ask you a very deep, thought-provoking question here, because I know everyone is going to send me an email note, because I get millions of email notes from people who ask me all the time, I love everything you say, I love your show, but they want the how-to. How can they break the cycle of allowing the external voices to keep them imprisoned? How can
okay,
they break
great,
that habit? Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first and foremost, you have to make the decision that you will. I mean, you absolutely have to decide that you are ready to move into a new habit. And if you look up the meaning of the word decide, the root of the word means to sever or to cut off. So if you really make a decision, not a wish, not a hope, not an observation, but a decision to do something different in the coming year, then that is you removing any chance of going back, any chance of you know, going back to the way it used to be. And that's a personal and a spiritual choice, and that's between you and God, you and your husband or wife if you're married, you and your kids if that's the arrangement in your home. But once the decision is made, then there is no going back. What most people
right.
do is they wish and they hope, and they trick themselves into believing that it's a decision.
Right. And I also want to add, too, that
mm-hmm.
another thing that can help you, if you are willing to listen to your own intuition and your instincts, that's what that is. That's part of your inner voice. So if your instincts and your intuition are trying to lead you a different way from what you're receiving from your so-called loved ones or support system,
mm-hmm.
then I would have to say, like you said, Joel, sever those ties, because they're not supporting you to go the way your instincts and your intuition are telling you to go, because that is
mm-hmm.
your inner voice, and that is what's going to guide you and lead you to where you need to be. So ask for
right.
support. Maybe it's different from where you are now, but you've got to ask for support.
Absolutely, and thank you for bringing that up. And let me help the listeners a little bit with that. I was on a radio show, a few weeks ago when I was during my book tour, and some of the listeners wrote in with questions, and one of the listeners, she was a lady, working mom, she said, gosh, Joel, how do I silence or cut off all the negative voices that seem to surround me in my work, in my home, in places that are supposed to be
even in church
safe places. Yeah. And she asked me in desperation. I could almost hear her tears in this question that she emailed in. And my answer probably surprised her, just like it's probably going to surprise some of your listeners. But my answer was, you don't. You don't separate yourself. You don't distance yourself from those people, because that takes a lot of effort and no one wants to get left behind.
Right.
But here's what you do. You move into a new room in your life. You step into a room that's full of people that will that believe in you, that support you, and that will lift up you and your dream. That's the way you do it. You start with one person
and
at a time.
And if people love you and care about you, if they love you enough, they will support you. If you just let them know, I'm being pulled in this direction. I am being called to do this. I feel so strongly about this. My instincts and my gut feeling is just leading me down this path. If they care enough about you, they'll support you.
Here's the thing, Kathy, and that's a great point, but here's what I would add on to your comment, if you don't mind. I would share that with the person that you know is going to be receptive and accommodating in their response. And here's why. Because if you know someone is not for you, at least that part of you, I wouldn't share my dream with them. You know why? Because it's going to turn into a boxing match. And that's going to take all of my energy.
Good point.
And frankly, I don't have that kind of energy for needless fights. I mean, life is tough enough without me picking a fight, trying to sell my point of view or to sell my value on someone else who doesn't have any desire to see what I see. A lot of times I recommend
people that's a good segue into your chapter 5, because your chapter 5 is about who's stealing your voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things I recommend to people is that if you know someone doesn't have the same level of maturity that you do about your potential, then just don't even support them, because it's going to turn into nothing but a sparring match. And we all know how draining those are.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, after fighting, you have nothing left.
That's right.
So don't even participate in that fight.
Exactly. Because I feel like if you're really battling with your inner self and you want to go a certain direction, but you're fearful, or you may not get the approval from your loved ones or whatever the case may be, is that you'll never know until you try. You know, you've got to just go ahead and step out on faith, and you've got to just take that first step. I know that's going to be the hardest, but take the first step. And it's not going to happen overnight. You've got to be committed. You've got to be committed. That's one of the things that I don't think there's enough of is commitment, the commitment level.
We've all seen a creative cook in the kitchen, you know, a pinch of this and a dash of that, and all of a sudden they're whipping up a concoction that no recipe exists. Well, the same process that can work wonders in the kitchen can work wonders in a person's life. Unfortunately, far too many people, and, you know, we both know some of these people, and I've been guilty of this myself, and I still am, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of people hang life and death drama over every little decision that they make, over every little step that they take. So, yeah, who wouldn't be scared? Who wouldn't be fearful of that if you think, gosh, one wrong step and bam, you know, it's over. The guillotine falls.
Right.
And we know what happens after that.
Right.
However, what if we give ourselves the gift of kind of taste testing our way through life, experimenting with this dish and this ingredient and this seasoning? And if it doesn't taste right, or if it doesn't feel right in our spirit, well, we can quickly make a different decision and adjust our plans a little bit. But, you know, what if it, like Godiva chocolate, just goes with every single part of who we are and our body, our emotions, our spirit? Well, then we can continue to lean into that decision, because it's the right one for you in that season.
And I also think that I know there are a lot of people who are in, you know, miserable situations. You know, they wake up miserable, and their thoughts, their self-talk, it starts off the day miserable. Cause I always say the first 30 minutes of your day will set the tone for your entire day. And sometimes you have to get to the point where the pain Because there is fear of the unknown when you make a change in your life. People fear change. But sometimes when the pain gets so high, you reach your pain threshold, then you don't really care what type of change you make. You're just ready to make a change. So, you know, sometimes pain can be a help, and it can mm-hmm. help you.
You bet. Absolutely. Well, it always does. Let me frame that a little bit differently. When the pain becomes unbearable, that's when people will move. Period. When it's mildly uncomfortable, it won't happen. When it's something that can be tolerated or put up with, change won't occur. Imagine the last time you went to hear a speaker, you know, the last conference that you went to. Well, you were sitting there, even though you felt your leg starting to go to sleep. You know, did you move immediately? No, probably not. But there came a point when it was unbearable for you to continue to sit in that position, and you had to readjust, you had to shift, and you had to make yourself into a new spot, put yourself in a new spot. And then what happened? Well, you know as well as I do, your leg started waking up. There was some discomfort there. Pardon me. There was some discomfort there. There were some needles shooting through, but, you know, it didn't last. It was there for a brief period of time, but then you were in that new spot. And it was like you had never even moved, because you quickly were able to readjust and to get focused in again. Next thing you said,
people that are listening. Right, yeah, there are people who are listening who hate their jobs. And, you know, we talked about that early in the show when, you know, statistics show 85% of people hate their jobs. They're miserable in their jobs. But it's just as you said, Joel, you're so right. It's not misery enough to make a change. It's mild discomfort.
Right, that's all it is.
Because they are still able to pay their bills.
Yeah, I got a message the other day from a guy in the media, pretty high up in the media, and he said, doesn't matter who he was or what network he worked for, but he said that, you know, gosh, I really want out of this business, Joel. It was a private Facebook message, and I didn't, because I don't want a sparring match. Remember we talked about those? So
right.
I didn't respond to him, but had I wanted to pick a fight or start a sparring match, I would have sent him a message and said, no, you don't. Because if you wanted out of that business, you would be out of that business. But it's still tolerable. It's still tolerable.
And you're absolutely correct, because there are many people who have done it. I'm one of them. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
sure.
Sometimes, yeah, you're making a lot of money, sure enough. But when the discomfort becomes so unbearable, you're going to make a change. The money no longer becomes the driving force.
Mm-hmm.
The title, the status, the corner office no longer becomes the driving force. Now you're looking for contentment, peace, fulfillment, enrichment, joy, all the things that people forget about that they don't even think is part of daily living. It's just something nice to have, but it's not the norm. It is the norm.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, when the paper cut becomes a severe hemorrhage, that's when the change will be made. And that's just human nature. That's not exclusive to any one person. That's just the way people are put together.
Right. That is so true. I tell you, Joel, you have just been amazing. I absolutely love your book. I carry it around like my daily go-to soul food. And
thank you.
I just absolutely love it. And I'm going to ask you to just take us out with some final words of wisdom from, and here's one for you, because I hear this a lot, and you probably
sure.
do too. Take us out with some words of wisdom from people who say, well, it's too late. I've been in this job for 30 plus years, or I'm, you know, in my 50s, in my 60s, in my 70s. Say something to those people who feel like it's too late, and to the people who feel like, I just don't know how to do it. I can't do it.
Sure, absolutely. The lady that lives in the East Coast lives in New England, rather, Massachusetts, and this single mom of two told me about 2 or 3 years ago that after she and I talked for a few times that she made the decision to step away from the corporate security blanket that she was hiding under, and to move into creating her own business, to creating her own opportunity. And here's what she said, and I posted it actually on my testimonial page on my website. She said that it wasn't taking the risk that I couldn't live through, but it was not taking the risk that I would be forever regretful of, because that's what's heavy. Kind of paraphrased what she said, but the point was, it was the risk of not stepping into my greatness, stepping into what I'm here for, stepping into what I know is in my heart. That's what she came to realize. And she was gone, probably not that same day, but if I remember correctly, you know, within weeks she was gone from her job.
Excellent. Joel, this has really been some golden nuggets of wisdom, and we have thoroughly enjoyed you. And I mentioned early in the show that this is Joel's second appearance on the Living by Design radio show. So please, please go back and listen to his first show. All of the archives are there available 24/7. Anytime you want to download any of the episodes, they're there. So please go back and listen to Joel's first interview. It was just as powerful and enriching as this one. And again, we want to thank you so much for coming back to the show, Joel, and we wish you all the best on your work and your ministry. I'm so, so thankful that you followed your calling, and you are just really making a difference in our world, because we really need you. We really need you. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy. All the best, and thank you for having me on. Again, it's been a delight.
We are going to sign off for now, and please, as we said, go and get that book, Finding Your Voice. It is an amazing resource, and you will absolutely love it just as much as I have. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you same time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good evening, everyone.